my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. While I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Yertle, of course, our great producer Eric Reinhardt. And Joseph, what is the song leading us in?
Well, of course, Spike Jonze singing New Year's Resolution. You know, maybe we'll have to talk about some of our resolutions maybe a little bit later in the show.
Absolutely.
Now, when you started mine.
See, with Spike Jonze, see, I was thinking of the different Spike Jonze.
You're thinking of the MTV Spike
Jonze. Yeah, that guy.
This one's good. This is an older fella.
It's from like the 40s or 30s or something.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Spike Jonze.
Yeah,
but not bad.
A funny song. He's got some interesting resolutions there. So if you want to hear that song, remember just Google New Year's Resolution by Spike Jonze. I think it's the B side to one of his Christmas songs.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But, you know, now, of course, last year we spoke with someone on behalf of the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2015. Well, now we're getting ready to go into 2016. But before we go there, we need to talk a little bit about 2015 and look back. And so that's why we're honored to have on the senior editor of the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2016, Sarah Jansen. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and you know, so we have the book here in studio, and I mean, there is so much information in here, so many amazing pictures. I guess we should start by asking you what symbolized the year 2015 in your findings, in your cruise findings.
Well, it's a long list because the World Almanac every year is doing both two things, really. We're trying to wrap up the events of the past year, give you one place to look for all of that, and also cover all of this other information that you might need in the upcoming year. So some of our year-in-review features include, like, the top news stories. We put together a time capsule that includes little things that we think might symbolize the year in terms of both the top news stories and what was going on in pop culture, what people were talking about. So there's a lot in the World Almanac that you could say represents the past year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm looking, I'm trying to find the page. There are more than 1,000 pages in this book, right?
There are more than 1,000 pages. 1,000 pages filled with facts, statistics, anything that you might have a question about, we're trying to answer in the World Almanac.
Definitely. Well, before we go too far into this, where can people find the book? I assume it's pretty much anywhere books are sold, right?
That's exactly right. Wherever you can find any other book, you can also go to worldalmanac.com and find ordering information there. We're also all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's tons of fun daily facts and daily photos for people who visit us there as well.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, in our classrooms, we would have, you know, the almanac in there, and it was great to always, you know, see these things, fun facts. Now, you mentioned, Sarah, the website. You know, it has more information on ordering the book. Do you ever put little tidbits and facts on the website as well, sort of like a teaser of what's more of in the book?
Absolutely. So at the top of our website, we actually have daily changing facts. That's like a today in history, celebrity birthdays, that kind of thing. And those change every day, and those are all from the book every year. We also have on our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, we do different things depending on the time of year. Right now on our Instagram, we're doing fun historical holiday images from the White House, but also elsewhere. So you can see like the Carter family in their PJs on Christmas morning, that kind of thing. It's just another way to engage with our readers and kind of expand that outreach from beyond just the 1,000 pages within the book.
Hi, Sarah. This is Eric. You know how Greg just mentioned how he remembered as a kid seeing it in school? Well, I'm a little bit older than they are, and I remember seeing it in school as well. How long has the World Almanac been around for?
You know what? The World Almanac has been around since 1868, so hopefully quite a few people saw it in school over the course of our almost 150-year history.
I didn't see it in 1868, but
sure.
Yeah, I mean, that would be impressive.
Yeah, I'm not very good at math. I mean, that's why I do movies and all that stuff, but I don't think that, Sarah, I don't think that you could have been the senior editor back then either.
I was not. I was not breaking that kind of new ground back in 1868. No, I've been the senior editor for about 5 years now.
Oh, excellent. And before that, were you working on the book as any other capacity?
Yes, I was promoted from lower levels to senior editor back about 5 years ago now.
Oh, excellent. So then you pretty much know what it's like to go through and find these various facts that symbolize a year, right?
Absolutely. So it's kind of a team effort every year. When we're going through the things that we think are going to symbolize the year, we're talking to, you know, our arts and entertainment editor, we're talking to our sports editor, we're asking if, you know, some of our interns and fact checkers have any ideas. We really want to get a sense from, you know, every different level of the book. And also, you know, we have a very diverse staff and everyone has a different take on things. So it's good to get the ideas on the recap of the year from both, you know, the 25-year-old and also the 65-year-old. And then some. So it's fun to see how those ideas can change as we start to talk about the recap of the year.
Absolutely. And now, Sarah, I know there's the World Almanac for Kids as well that they've had. I think it's been, since like 96 or something along those lines. Are there any similarities? I mean, I know obviously that one would be more kid-friendly, I guess. So, you know, but is there anything from the big book that's also in that one, or is everything really just totally separate?
It's not totally separate. For example, each of those books would have like a article on every nation or on every state, but the level of detail that we go into is much greater in the adult book. And then the kids book tends to take a more kid-friendly approach. So the printing is bigger. There's a lot more photos. It's full color. We do have a lot of photos in the adult book, of course, but the entire publication is not full color, unfortunately.
Yeah, and if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with senior editor Sarah Jansen on behalf of the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2016. You can find it now, and I highly recommend you do, because this basically represents the year. I mean, there's a portion of it that is actually a time capsule. And tell us a little bit about the time capsule portion of the book, Sarah.
Well, the time capsule portion basically gives us a way to represent some of the serious stories that happen over the course of the year, but also to have a little bit of fun and include some pop culture, some social media viral moments, that kind of thing. So, for example, this year our time capsule includes things like a cap from Pope Francis and his visit to the United States. He was also had a sort of whirlwind travel year. He went to, I think, over 10 different countries. So we included one of his caps in there. We also have the dress, which I don't know. Well, first put a hashtag in front of that, and then maybe you'll remember that was going viral wildly on social media earlier this year. No one could decide what colors this thing was because of the quality of the photo. We also have the Star Wars trailer, which, of course, everyone is looking forward to. That had its premiere last night. So a lot of things from 2015 that I think people are going to remember, not just in 2016, but as you look back in years to come.
Definitely. And, you know, I just stumbled upon my favorite part of the book, you know, arts and media. There's a list of the 50 top grossing movies of 2014. There is the most pirated movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, the number of downloads. They have the number of downloads for Frozen. That's the number two. Mm-hmm. What movie do you think beat Frozen in the most pirated movie section?
But in 2014?
2014, yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, man, I don't remember what was out then. Probably a superhero movie.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
And in 2015, number two was Furious 7. The only one to beat it was Interstellar.
Interstellar, okay.
Wow. I mean, so this is an amazing portion of this book. I mean, there's Broadway shows. So much just important information. And
what about the section on me?
Sarah, why isn't there a section on Eric?
There is.
Well, we only have 1,000 pages, so it's tough to... Right, occasionally, you just have to make those hard decisions.
Right, you'd have to double the book size.
Great, great. And so, you know, what do people look forward to the most, in your opinion, in terms of the book? Because, you know, I mean, everyone's got different tastes. I just said that I love the arts and media. I know I was showing Greg some of the sports photos that are in here. Those are amazing. Is it really just a matter of taste, or is there a common, most popular portion of the book?
I think it partially is a matter of taste. You know, some people love it for, like, the celebrity birthdays. Some people love it for the sports statistics, for, like, planning their fantasy teams. Some people like to have it just for keeping up with the events in the news over the past year, or to be able to look up, you know, a country in the news or something like that. So it does sort of depend on what you're interested in. But I think one of the things that people really like about the World Almanac is that you can pick it up, flip to a given page, any random page, and if you're a curious person, if you like to know things about the world, you're probably going to find something that you maybe wouldn't even have thought to look up, but is kind of interesting once you start reading about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know that last year when we spoke with you, it was right in the midst of the interview scandal. You know, when that was, they didn't want to release it, and then they ended up releasing it online. And I know that we asked you if that would be in the book. There's 1,000 pages here, and the print is pretty small, so I can't find it. Is that in here?
It certainly is. It is in our chronology of the events of the end of last year, those things that we didn't quite get in before our deadline, but we wanted to make sure, for, you know, continuity's sake, we got into to the events of the end of last year.
Definitely. So then that brings me to my next question. What would you say has been going on after your deadline and after this edition's been published that you really believe will be in next year's edition?
Oh, gosh. Certainly the events in San Bernardino a couple of weeks ago, that'll definitely be in there. Mm-hmm. Certainly we'll be looking at whether Star Wars ends up challenging or even beating Avatars as the box office champ. So two very different ends of the spectrum there, but we'll definitely be looking for both of those things to include in 2017's edition.
And Sarah, I apologize if I'm bringing this back up again, because I don't know if it was mentioned earlier in the interview, but do you have a favorite section of the almanac, you know, something that kind of stands out? Yeah, that you really go, yeah, I really like these types of facts the most.
You know, it really just depends on the day. One of the really fun new features that we added this year, I think, is our list of the most memorable Super Bowls, just sort of in honor of the Super Bowl celebrating its 50th anniversary. I'm generally more of a casual sports fan, so usually my most memorable Super Bowl is the one that happened last year. But it was really fun to work on something like that and, you know, just sort of go back over the course of the history and be reminded. And, you know, you sort of remember, like, where you were when you watched a certain game or when you saw a certain wardrobe malfunction. So it's just fun to sort of reflect on that. Another of my favorite sections to work on is the offbeat news stories, just because those are really fun to put together, and even the ones that we don't necessarily include are fun to read up on a little bit.
Definitely. And, you know, so is there anything that is not included in the book, not because of time, but I mean, would you say that there's anything that is kind of rejected for any reason? And if so, why?
The things that we don't include in the book can usually be boiled down to things that we think are not accurate, are not authoritative enough. For example, if we're evaluating like a new survey or a new set of statistics, maybe a new study on some kind of medical treatment, we're looking at only allowing the authoritative in there. We're not looking at allowing, you know, speculation or partisanship to be part of the facts that get into the World Almanac.
Excellent. All right. Well, you know, once again, the book is called The World Almanac and Book of Facts 2016. Right there on the front, it says, "My number one reference work for facts" by Will Shortz, the New York Times crossword editor. You want to be a smart guy. You want to be able to impress your friends. Just have this under the table. I guarantee you go to any page and you'll impress whoever you are sitting across to. Don't you think, Sarah?
I hope so. I hope that people can use it to impress their friends and maybe even to win some trivia contests, that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Great, great. Win some trivia. We love that trivia here in Arizona.
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
maybe to win some women over there, Joseph.
I know. You impress people. I'm real smart. You know, just have this book.
Yeah, use the almanac in your pub crawls.
Yeah, for sure. 1,000 page. I don't think this will fit in my pocket, but it's definitely something you'll want handy. You'll want it around the house. us. You know, so the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2016. We thank you again so much, Sarah Jansen, senior editor of this book, and wish you a very happy New Year.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year to you also.
And we look forward to speaking with you again in 2016 about the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2017.
I will definitely make sure we can make that happen. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, so interesting. I mean, look, this is a huge book. I mean, anything that you want to know is right in there.
It's fantastic. I always loved that, and like I said, when I was younger. And, of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781.
Well, I do want to mention that on page 490, it says right there, Alexander's Automotive. But yes,
you know, another go-to book is the Guinness Book of World Records.
I know, that's a really good book.
Always had that as a kid too.
Yeah. All right. So you know, of course, we're talking about resolutions and all that. Nothing new for New Year. I don't know. Harry Connick Jr. and George Jones seeing us into our break.
Harry Connick Jr. is everywhere.
Yeah, we're going to review Daddy's Home and The Hateful Eight right after the break.
Absolutely, on AM 1480 KPHX.
People grow accustomed to their lifestyle. It's easier to settle in your way. I wish that I had someone to get used to settle down until my dying day. Nothing new for New Year for me. Nothing new for New Year for me. All I wanted was an angel that I don't expect to see. Nothing new.